What would you call a place where you might have a lot of apple trees?
Orchard.
What would you call the part of an apple that you might throw away?
The core.
Would you ever cut up apples and dry them?
Yes.
Would you ever have a name for that? Would you say you were making?
Dried apples.
What kinds of things could you make from apples?
Apple pies and apple turnovers and stewed apples. Guess that's all.
Would you ever make something in a flat pan with thick
crust? Oh, yes, they call that a can't think of it. I know it just as well. It's a cobbler.
What kinds of different nuts would you have?
We have pecan nuts and hickory nuts. We don't have too many nuts in this part of the country.
Would you have ever see a kind of nut with a hard covering that, I guess you call it a walnut, but what would you call the hard covering around it?
The shell.
What's a kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but has a thick skin like a lemon?
Oh, a grapefruit.
And what would be some different kinds of citrus fruit you might have?
Well, there's oranges and grapefruit and tangerines and satsumas and there's several different varieties of oranges.
Would you know any names, or could you remember any kinds of oranges, or tangerines, or names for watermelons, or beans?
Watermelons. No, I do know they call them by different names, some of them, but I really don't know.
What would you call these red things that grow on leafy plants, and you might slice them up to put them in a salad and eat them with lettuce?
Carrots.
And what would ketchup be made out of?
Tomatoes.
What would you call a little red vegetable that's kind of peppery?
Red pepper.
And a root vegetable that's kind of red or red halfway down?
Oh, that's a beet.
What kinds of vegetables would you have that might be root vegetables that grow in the ground?
That grow underground? Well, there's turnips and rutabagas and carrots.